As early as the 1950s, power and telephone companies were putting poles in the ground that were coated with pentachlorophenol, or PCP. Like many treatments in use back then, lead paint and asbestos, for example, PCP was found to be toxic to humans. The EPA did restrict PCP applications in 1987, but the chemical was never fully banned, and it's still commonly used on utility poles. Earlier this summer, a Moncton family noticed a visible sheen on their drinking water and a distinct smell, apparently coming from a newly installed utility pole near their well. Now, the state is looking into whether PCP needs to be more strictly regulated. When PCP levels get above the state's recognized level of concern, things can get ugly. Lori Cragen studies environmental health risks for the State Department of Health.
There are short-term and long-term exposures from this, and short-term exposures can be skin, eye, irritation, and these are above a level of concern, so at higher levels. In addition, there can be things like tremors and seizures, which you see with many pesticides that are above a level of concern, and then there are cancers that have been associated with it.
Cragen said there hadn't been any health problems in Vermont because of PCP, but a few families have dealt with drinking water contamination in the past 5 years. The Vermont Public Service Board is launching an investigation into the use of PCP by utilities after the Vermont Gas Systems Pipeline had to be put on hold in areas near power lines. The Agency of Natural Resources voiced concerns to the company that soil disturbed by construction could release PCP into nearby water supplies.
In the limited information that we have, it has been shallow drinking water supplies and work going on near it that we've seen it.
The most recent contamination, which happened after the Vermont Electric Power Company replaced a pole near a Moncton well, caused serious problems in the residents' water supply. The company helped the family drill a new well and did extensive testing on the property. Velco's Tim Follinsby said at a community meeting Thursday that residents who can't smell the chemical in their water are usually in the clear.
It may not be a cure-all, but from what I understand, you know, generally if there's pentacontamination in a water supply, you should be able to smell it.
But officials also warn that there is a detection gap, a level of PCP that is undetectable by taste or smell, but still harmful. Residents with concerns can buy tests from the state to check their water supply. The Public Service Board investigation kicks off next Thursday. The board will look into common practices in the state and see what can be done to reduce the health risks from PCP. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.